You're listening to SBS News. The European Union is seriously divided over migration in the lead-up to an EU summit at the end of the month. The stability of German Chancellor Angela Merkel's coalition government is under threat because of a standoff with her coalition partner, Christian Social Union leader Horst Seehofer. He supports the tougher approach to migrant arrivals adopted by Austria, Hungary, Poland, Slovakia and the Czech Republic. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz has proposed a so-called axis of the willing with Germany and Italy to try to get more restrictive border policies across the European Union.
I think it's important that we no longer place the dispute about the distribution of migrants within the European Union at the centre, but instead focus on securing our outer borders together. Only if we can ensure safe outer borders as European Union, our aim, Europe without inner borders, can remain a matter, of course.
Sebastian Kurz says he's eagerly awaiting this weekend's summit in Brussels, but other countries are not so enthused. Hungary, Poland, Slovakia and the Czech Republic are all boycotting the meeting. All four Eastern EU states oppose calls from their Western counterparts, and especially Germany, for all member states to accept a quota of the migrants who've arrived in the EU since 2015. The Italian government says it's not going to agree to any EU plan unless it makes Italy's issues a priority. Italy is now the main arrival point for boatloads of migrants and refugees, mostly Africans fleeing the violence in Libya. Another 200 people trying to make that journey have just been rescued by Libya's Coast Guard. Libyan Coast Guard officer Mahmoud Zagbia says they were crowded onto a dinghy and started panicking when the engine broke down.
Their numbers are 236 migrants, including four women and two children, and all are in good health. The patrol vessel managed to rescue them.
One solution being proposed is for processing centres to be set up in North Africa, although so far no country has offered to host such a centre. EU Commissioner for Migration, Dimitris Avramopoulos, says if such centres are created, EU members must be careful not to abandon their commitment to human rights.
I'm against Guantanamo Bay for migrants. This is something that is against our European values. So it's out of question.
Despite the divisions over migration, the Commissioner says it's critical to pursue European-wide solutions so the Schengen Agreement, which allows for freedom of movement within Europe, is not jeopardised.
There's no other way ahead. We have to stick with that and exhaust all means we have in order to overcome this problem. Schengen has to be protected. But Schengen is not just, a scheme. As I said, it's one of the greatest achievements.
Italy's Interior Minister Matteo Salvini, who heads the Anti-Immigration League party, says he believes Italy is being left to struggle with the migrant and refugee influx. More than 600,000 have arrived from Libya in the past 4 years, and Italy's new coalition government wants to deport 500,000 undocumented people. Last week, Mr. Salvini prevented a charity ship carrying 630 migrants and refugees from docking in Italy and redirected it to Spain. Now he's accused charities operating in the Mediterranean Sea of both putting the people at risk and acting in their own interests. And he had this message for them.
If they are Dutch ships and are flying the Dutch flag, take your shipment of human beings to the Netherlands or Gibraltar or the United Kingdom or Spain or France, wherever you want.
Migrants and refugees are also trying to get to Europe via Spain this year. Spain has had almost twice as many arrivals this month as Italy. The attempted crossings mean Captain Frank Perez of Spain's Marine Rescue Service and his staff are being kept busy.
The reason I do this job is for the satisfaction of saving human lives. Once they were on board, they feel totally safe and begin to shout and cheer.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website. or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.